Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel intermedio B1. Convocatoria extraordinaria de 2020.
This test has 3 tasks. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are 2 headings you will not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings. Extract 0.
So, what is an emotional word that represents this relationship that you want? Ease. It's easy to be in a relationship like that. It just feels comfortable. It feels secure. It feels real. It feels true, honest and deep. It feels good, soft, gentle and sure. It feels like love. It feels like me. It feels like home.
Extract number 1.
I just simply sat down today and I just wanted to do my makeup. And I wanted to do it because makeup to me is a form of therapy. And sometimes I find myself feeling a little bit down, but when I sit there in my own little space and I apply my makeup and I take my time and I see how it's all blending and I see how it's all going, it makes me feel very happy. And I just wanted to film that. And the look I'm doing is one that I always...
Extract number 2.
I have 5 ways that I've thought about that really indicate someone is poisonous for your life. The first one, in an argument, they look to inflict damage, not solve problems. Number 2, they treat everything like it's an attack. 3, instead of admitting that something is their fault, they'll make you the problem. And they can make you believe that things are your fault that have nothing to do with you. Number 4.
Extract number 3.
Whether or not a person is happy is deeply and totally out of your control. This false romantic concept that somehow when we got married that we would become one. And what we realized is that we were 2 completely separate people on 2 completely separate individual journeys. And that we were choosing to walk our separate journeys together. But her happiness was her responsibility, and my happiness was my responsibility.
Extract number 4.
I found that with depression, one of the most important things you could realize is that you're not alone. And oftentimes, it happens. You feel like you're alone. And you feel like it's only you. And I wish I had someone at that time who could just pull me aside and, hey, it's gonna be okay. So I wish I knew that. Just gotta remember, have faith, that on the other side of your pain is something good.
Extract number 5.
So before you even start eating, you recommend that you ask yourself a few questions.
The first one is, am I even hungry? So you think about, is your stomach growling? Are you low on energy? You know, deciding whether you should even start eating.
This healthy for me
Absolutely.
Is another component.
Is it something that I'll feel good after I eat, or right. will I feel bad?
Extract number 6.
Hi guys, so I wanted to film a weight loss update. Today I reached my first goal, I lost 10 kilograms. I started gaining weight, you know, when I was here in Switzerland. I think I just didn't care anymore about what I looked like. I was just kind of depressed, I didn't care. I didn't even have a scale at home, so I had no idea how much weight I was gaining. I realized I knew I had to keep buying new clothes because I started losing weight this year in January. I'm just completely happy and I'm just gonna keep going with it. I totally encourage you guys who are thinking about losing weight and who've given up.
Extract number 7.
You're going to want to have some boundaries. You want to limit your accessibility to this person. Now, that doesn't mean you can't see them or you can't talk to them, but you want to get some space. Maybe instead of going on a weekend vacation, you meet them for coffee. Instead of picking up and talking every time that person calls, returning calls when you want to return the calls. It doesn't just benefit you to put yourself first. It benefits everybody else.
Now listen again. Extract number 1.
I just simply sat down today and I just wanted to do my makeup. And I wanted to do it because makeup to me is a form of therapy. And sometimes I find myself feeling a little bit down. But when I sit there in my own little space and I apply my makeup and I take my time and I see how it's all blending and I see how it's all going, it makes me feel very happy, and I just wanted to film that. And the look I'm doing is one that I always...
Extract number 2.
I have 5 ways that I've thought about that really indicate someone is poisonous for your life. The first one, in an argument, they look to inflict damage, not solve problems. Number 2, they treat everything like it's an attack. 3, instead of admitting that something is their fault, they'll make you the problem. And they can make you believe that things are your fault that have nothing to do with you. Number 4.
Extract number 3.
Whether or not a person is happy is deeply and totally out of your control. This false romantic concept that somehow when we got married that we would become one. And what we realized is that we were two completely separate people on two completely separate individual journeys, and that we were choosing to walk our separate journeys together. But her happiness was her responsibility, and my happiness was my responsibility.
Extract number 4.
I found that with depression, one of the most important things you could realize is that you're not alone. And oftentimes it happens. You feel like you're alone and you feel like it's only you. And I wish I had someone at that time who could just pull me aside and, hey, it's going to be okay. So I wish I knew that. Just got to remember, have faith that on the other side of your pain is something good.
Extract number 5.
So before you even start eating, you recommend that you ask yourself a few questions.
The first one is, am I even hungry? So you think about, is your stomach growling? Are you low on energy? You know, deciding whether you should even start eating.
Is this healthy for me?
Absolutely.
Is another component.
Is it something that I'll feel good after I eat, or will I feel bad?
Extract number 6.
Hi guys, so I wanted to film a weight loss update. Today I reached my first goal. I lost 10 kilograms. I started gaining weight, you know, when I was here in Switzerland. I think I just didn't care anymore about what I looked like. I was just kind of depressed. I didn't care. I didn't even have a scale at home, so I had no idea how much weight I was gaining. I knew I had to keep buying new clothes because I started losing weight this year in January. I'm just completely happy and I'm just gonna keep going with it. I totally encourage you guys who are thinking about losing weight and who've given up.
Extract number 7.
You're going to want to have some boundaries. You want to limit your accessibility to this person. Now, that doesn't mean you can't see them or you can't talk to them, but you want to get some space. Maybe instead of going on a weekend vacation, you meet them for coffee. Instead of picking up and talking every time that person calls, returning calls when you want to return the calls. It doesn't just benefit you to put yourself first. It benefits everybody else.
This is the end of task 1.